Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we're in Athens to visit an apartment complex that's home to everyone from long-term residents to newly arrived refugees. The building still displays many scars from its storied past. And to show us around, our guide is Monocle's Venetia Rainey.
The first time I walked through Athens's Amblokippi neighbourhood on the way to my new flat, I was captivated by the range of attention-grabbing buildings. Along a small stretch of the busy thoroughfare of Leof Alexandros, you pass the historic all-green football stadium of Athens team Panathinaikos, the capital's austere police headquarters, and the modernist Supreme Court with its gleaming glass and Penteli marble facade. But as I got to know the area better, my imagination was increasingly captured by a smaller, less impressive series of squat apartment blocks next to the court. With bullet-marked crumbling yellow walls and residents from all over the world, it was clear there was more to this place than met the eye. Built in the 1930s to house Greek refugees from Turkey, this boxy set of 8 three-story buildings was considered the height of modern public housing at the time. With straight lines, concrete slabs, and no decoration, the Bauhaus-inspired complex is perfectly utilitarian. Inside are 228 identical flats designed to house a four-person family, with around 40 metres squared each. Egalitarian? Yes. Spacious? Not really. Named for the refugees it housed, Teprosvikika has since attained iconic status in Athens and become part of the city's fabric. It was the site of major fighting during the Greek Civil War in the 40s, shrapnel marks from which remain to this day. Over the years, the tight-knit community of Greek refugees ended up settling for good, buying their homes and building lives that spilled out of the pint-sized apartments and into the tree-lined cul-de-sacs that separate each block. But as the original owners aged, so did Taprosvikika. By the turn of the century, it was looking worse for wear, and many people had moved out, giving the building a neglected, forlorn feel. It became the centre of a new battle, this time between the authorities who wanted to replace it with a park, and a hardcore of long-time residents who wanted to renovate it. In 2001, things heated up. The Greek government bought as many of the apartments as it could in the hope of knocking it down as part of a city-wide clean-up operation ahead of the Olympics. But the plan failed. Some 50 owners refused to sell. And when the Olympics rolled around in 2004, the authorities resorted to covering the decrepit building with tarpaulin. Finally, after 10 years of bitter fighting, hunger strikes and sit-ins, the conservationists won. In 2008, it was declared a protected heritage site and saved for good. Today, around 500 people from all different walks of life are thought to be crammed into its walls, from Afghani refugee families to local anarchists. Many are illegal squatters. Only about 30 descendants of the original inhabitants remain, and they swear they will die there. For some, Taprosvikika is little more than an eyesore and a haven for illegal activity such as drug taking. For others, it's simply reverted to doing what it was created for, providing shelter for those with nowhere else to go. For me, it's a monument to resilience and endurance, and I'm not the only one to feel that way. Before the coronavirus pandemic, a permit was finally issued for ambitious renovations, including an on-site museum. Those plans may now be on the back burner, but one thing is for sure. Taprosvikika isn't going anywhere.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Venetia Rainey for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.